This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin launched exercises by Russia's strategic nuclear missile forces on Saturday, and Washington said Russian troops massed near Ukraine's border were poised to strike, with Western nations fearing what could be one of the worst conflicts since the Cold War. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Russian forces are beginning to move closer to its Soviet neighbor.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
Austin told a news conference in Lithuania he hopes Putin steps back from the brink of conflict, saying an invasion of Ukraine was not inevitable.
Mr. Putin can choose a different path. The United States, in lockstep with our allies and partners, have offered him an opportunity to pursue a diplomatic solution. We hope that he takes it.
Russia ordered the military buildup while demanding NATO prevent Ukraine ever joining the alliance, but says Western predictions it is planning to invade Ukraine are wrong and dangerous. It says it's now pulling back. Washington and allies say the buildup is mounting. Russian-backed separatist leaders in eastern Ukraine declared a full military mobilization after ordering women and children to evacuate to Russia, citing the threat of an imminent attack by Ukrainian forces. Kiev denied the accusation. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Families of eight people who died in the January 24th football stampede at Cameroon's National Football Stadium say they are burying their dead without assistance from the government or the Confederation of African Football. Moki Edwin Kendeska reports.
A choral group of the Roman Catholic Church sings on Friday at a viewing ceremony at Mbamayu, a commercial town about 50 kilometers to the south of Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Several hundred people, including teachers, students, and merchants, have come out to pay their last respects to Veronique Dorothy Jilu. Jilu, a teacher, was one of those killed as crowds struggled to get into the stadium to watch the Cameroon national team play against Comoros Island in January. Among the mourners is Etienne Modji, Jilo's older brother. Modji says he has not seen the money. Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moalekambi would not comment this week when asked about the promised assistance to crush victims. He said though the injured were treated free of charge as instructed by Cameroonian President Paul Biya. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Canadian police on Saturday used pepper spray and stun grenades in a final push to clear the capital after trucks and demonstrators occupied the downtown core of Ottawa for more than 3 weeks to protest against pandemic restrictions. After clearing a portion of the blockade and making more than 100 arrests on Friday, police on Saturday morning moved quickly to disperse the main portion of the blockade in front of Parliament and the Prime Minister's office, making new arrests. Police used loudspeakers to warn the crowd to disperse or face arrest. Some of those arrested on Saturday wore body armor and had smoke grenades and other fireworks in their bags, police said. The protesters initially wanted an end to cross-border COVID-19 vaccine mandates for truck drivers, but the blockade has gradually turned into a demonstration against the government and against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau on Monday invoked emergency powers to give his government wider authority to stop the protest. He authorized banks and financial institutions to temporarily freeze the accounts of those suspected of supporting the blockades without obtaining a court order. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.